El Cajon Rental Spotlight, Granite Hills and Beyond. First, the neighborhood read. Granite Hills is one of El Cajon's more desirable pockets. Lower density, larger lots, quieter streets, and better parking than central El Cajon. El Cajon's overall crime rate runs higher than the U.S. average, but neighborhood guides consistently call Granite Hills one of the calmer, more residential corners of the city. Think move-up families and established households. Not a rough urban core. Residents highlight quiet streets, bigger yards, and easy access to schools and shopping. The gripes are mild, older housing stock in some complexes, and the occasional HOA friction. For a mid-tier safe suburban feel, Granite Hills delivers. On rent, Zillow's typical rent for El Cajon is $2,277 per month as of June 2026, flat year over year at 0.0%. Realtor.com doesn't publish rent data for El Cajon. It's a smaller market, so Zillow is the anchor. What's live right now via RentCast runs above that typical figure, which tells you the available inventory skews newer or larger. Lead listings, houses first, because that's the goal. On Old Highway 80, a two-bed, two-bath, single-family home at $3,200 per month, roughly 1,280 square feet. Confirm garage availability directly with the landlord, but the footprint and the space are there. On Dehesa Road, another single-family, 1,371 square feet, two-bed, two-bath, at $3,400 per month, the largest floor plan in this group. On Fury Lane, a tighter 852-square-foot single-family at $2,795 per month, more compact, but still a house. Townhouse on South Mollison Avenue at $2,500 per month, two-bed, two-bath, the most affordable option in this set. Fallback Apartments, Cobblestone Park Apartments, and East Winds Apartments, both on Granite Hills Drive, anchor rents near Zillow's $2,277 typical, but Google ratings of 1.8 and 3.0 stars, respectively, mean you'll want to tour carefully. Tap the link on screen to see current availability and photos.